Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
It's Footy Chat with Lachie.
Good morning, Lachie Winnall.
Brooke, great to be here. Happy Friday.
And to you, how are you feeling? There's no footy this weekend.
Nah, no footy, but hey, I've got plenty of stuff to do.
Do ya? Good.
I don't know.
You're going to be one of those people who are in lockdown and are getting stuff done.
Maybe.
All right.
Actually, well, I've been given some old Riverland footy VHS tapes.
Ooh.
That I need to digitise. So I might do a bit more of that on the weekend.
Still footy related. Yeah.
And hey, if you've got any of these old classic Riverland football videotapes, please get in contact with me. I'm building an archive.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Very good.
There's some absolute gold on there.
I bet there is.
Absolute gold.
Back in the old days of footy.
We're talking 85 to around 95,
wow.
96. I've got these tapes on. They're absolute rippers.
Interesting.
So if you got some, let me know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Now, Lachie, what is happening with footy now? We're obviously off this week.
It is off.
Okay.
So the word I got was, obviously, depending on government restrictions, things like that, if it was just a 7-day lockdown, which we hope it is, then the season can just be shifted back 1 week. So the games that were going to be played this weekend are now next weekend and so forth. All that does is just bump out the grand final until the 18th of September.
Okay, which isn't too ridiculous.
Was going to be on the 11th.
Yeah, so that's what it is. 1 week.
So that's not too bad. And I think most sport, I did ring around other sports as well the last couple of days. From what I gather, I think most are obviously keeping an eye on what's going on, but it's their hope that they can catch up any missed fixtures.
Well, if there's one thing that we've proven we're good at with all of this, it's adapting to
Absolutely.
What's going on.
You've got to pivot.
So, Lachie,
It's a fluid situation, you know.
It is. It really is. I've got to put you on the spot now, though.
Yeah.
Looking at that date, the 18th of September.
Yeah.
Who's going through to the grand final?
Well, you really put me on the spot.
I really have.
The two titans of the competition at the moment, Wakery and Renmark, they're still a cut above everyone else. But Loxton are looking good, and Berry aren't any slouches either. So it could be very... I mean, the top four set.
Yeah.
Barmer, Monash and Loxton North won't be going through to the finals this year. But the order of the top four still can be changed quite a bit because Renmark and Loxton are equal on points. Renmark's percentage is a lot better, though. So effectively, Loxton would have to win a whole other game to get to second. But still, possible.
Okay.
Wakery probably, you know, barring a disaster, are probably going to claim that top spot.
All right.
They're two games clear now, so you'd think that they've got that top spot. And they're building. They've got a few more to come back into the Magpies, so they're looking good. Renmark's got a few out too. They got a few to squeeze back into that side too, so very interesting. It's certainly not a foregone conclusion.
Well, you heard
Look
it here
forward
first.
To it. Plus, the other grades too are all going from B grade right down to under 13s. It's all very close.
Which is good. That's
a
how
lot
we want
to play
it.
For in every grade still, which is good. Still five rounds. It was round 10 last weekend, so round 10 or round 11? I can't remember. There's 15 rounds. There's five games to go. Five games to go, yeah. So everyone's got to play each other once more.
Right, which is cool. That's, yeah.
In the big six, that is.
Yep.
Independence is also pretty close too. There's that sort of last spot in the finals is still up for grabs.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll stay tuned.
Cobby, Wonka, even Blanchetown Swan Race. It's all very close in that sort of mid-pack of that ladder.
Well, look, Lachie, thank you for joining me this morning.
Any
Fingers
time.
Crossed we'll have an actual round to talk about next week.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, Riverland, you're here on Magic 931.